This is the Brad Gilmore Show on demand. On demand.
What's going on, y'all? This is DJ DMD, and y'all are checking out the Brad Gilmore Show on demand right here.
What's going down? It's your homie Dope Easy, the Southeast Beast, and make sure you tune in to the Brad Gilmore Show.
WCW champion, and you're listening to the Brad Gilmore Show.
Now, can you dig that, sucker?
On demand.
On demand.
On demand.
Please welcome your hosts, Brad Gilmore, Ashley Imani, and DJ Motai.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Brad Gilmore Show.
On demand.
Yes. It is a great, beautiful Monday morning, or wherever day you're listening to it, whatever day, wherever you are in this world, it's a great day because you woke up this morning, you put 2 feet on the ground, and you're alive again, and you're going to enjoy this beautiful thing that we call Mother Earth, at least for one more day. So be thankful for that, and I am thankful that you tuned in today to the Brad Gilmore Show on demand. We're coming off a great show last week. We had our own man in the house. He wasn't in a house. He was in a studio. He was in Brown Sugar Studios. He is Ave 11, a.k.a. Bath Salt, a.k.a. Us, a.k.a. Avery Davis. He was up in the building. I can't say building. It wasn't a house. But it was a building. He was up in the building last week, and we talked about his two solo projects that he put out, 5-27-9 and The End. He put out two solo EPs out last week. Make sure y'all go check those out. You can follow him on Twitter at AV11, and that's 11 spelled out. That's AV11, or on Instagram at Davis Avery. If you search Avery Davis in Facebook, he'll come up too. Really, I strongly encourage you to go listen to this music. It is so awesome. I'm so happy to see Avery blossoming out a little bit and doing his own solo stuff, you know, just for now. You know, he's got some stuff he wants to say. Breakups are hard. Breaking up is hard to do. I'm saying a lot right now. But also on the show last week, we not only had the podmaster of the Brad Gilmore Show, Diamond Dallas Page, on the program with us answering your questions. You got him twice in 1 month. Think about that. That's special. That is special. All right, I don't care what anyone says. It's special. Anyway, he was answering your questions, and we gave away some DDP yoga. And that yoga, hey, here's the thing. Everyone was allowed to enter, all right? Anyone around the world could have entered for the DDP yoga, and it would have been given away to you for free. All you had to do was answer the question. The answer to the question was, if Diamond Dallas Page were to ever come back to the Squared Circle, who would he like to face? He said, drum roll please, Randy Orton. Randall Keith Orton? Is that what his name is? That's what I think it is. He chose Randy Orton, the RKO versus the Diamond Cutter. And the winner was actually my colleague from Reality of Wrestling, Matt T.P. Topolsky, actually won the DDP Yoga. So big congrats to Matt. I know he's working on his core positions. He's doing them all. You know, he's got the Diamond Cutter going. All right, he's sweating from the brow. I know I saw him sweating from the brow. But he is the winner of the DDP Yoga. We'll have DDP back on the program here soon. And I think today's Monday, a little bit later today. Just you know what? I'll just say this. Stay tuned to Twitter. Just stay tuned to Twitter. That's all I got to say. Stay tuned to Twitter for some good news. Good news coming up. That's all I'm going to say. But hey, like I said, great show last week. I am actually not at Brown Sugar Studios right now. I'm not in the building. I'm in the house right now. I'm at my house, all right? I'm at 2011 Gimmick Street, as Stone Cold might say. I am here. Yes, I'm doing this show from my house today. Here's the thing, all right? I live a considerable distance away from Brown Sugar Studios. So sometimes I might not, one, be able to drive all the way to the studio, might not feel like driving all the way to the studio, might not have enough gas in the tank to drive all the way to the studio. Maybe I just want to save myself some gas. I might have enough gas, but I want to save some gas, so I don't want to drive all the way to the studio. So you know what I did? I actually went in the big red truck, Clifford the big red truck, my Ford F-150, and I went down to the old, good old Radio Shack. All right. And I bought some supplies. Radio Shack plus eBay plus a pawn shop equals a happy podcaster. And you know what? It's weird. I never thought I'd be into podcasting ever in my entire life, all the way back into the local live Houston days, you know, which is technically it's online radio. So a podcast in a sense. And I never thought I'd be into this medium, and I love this medium, and now I'm one of those guys, I love going to Radio Shack. I love looking at Radio Shack. I could spend hours at Radio Shack just looking at headphone equipment. All right, I was looking at headphone splitters the other day when I was buying equipment to build a home studio is the point of this story. I have a home little setup now, so I can do the show if I ever need to from the house. But, you know, yeah, I was at Radio Shack, and I found myself for like 15 minutes just staring at headphone splitters. I was enamored by headphone splitters. I don't know why I wanted the headphone splitters so much, but I was just looking at them. I'm actually using one of the headphone splitters I bought. I also bought a new microphone. It's an Audio-Technica microphone, all right? And I put this little foam, like, pop filter gimmick on it. It's purple. I don't, you know, my girlfriend picked the color, but it's purple. I have other colors. I have black, I have yellow, red, orange, but I'm going with purple to start out, brother. And you can dig that, brother. I'm sorry, a little turned up. But anyway, I went to Radio Shack and I got all this little setup, and I think I fell in love with Radio Shack. I might go every other day. Radio Shack is a podcaster's dream. If you ever need any audio equipment, Guitar Center, obviously. eBay got some of this. I actually got my mixer from a pawn shop. But hey, the microphone I got from Radio Shack. Just saying, pretty cool little thing. But definitely doing the show. It's another Gray Here episode on the Brad Gilmore Show. We got a little different for you. I know we've always been interviewing people and having great guests and talking to them, getting to know their lives. But here this week and probably next week, we wanted to take a break from that and let y'all know us a little more. I think you know a lot about Brad Gilmore because Brad Gilmore talks a lot. See, he's talking about himself now in the third person. Like you know, you're not even – like, I mean, like, I'm – you know what I'm saying? See, I mumbled over that because the Red Bull is raging through my veins, brother. But we wanted to take a break, no, seriously, and kind of let y'all know who we are individually. Me, DJ Motai, the pan-fried DJ Motai, and Ashley Imani, the beautiful Miss Ashley Imani. And – So for the next couple weeks, we're just going to get to know each other a little more, all right? Starting with this episode today is a cool episode. Not only do we have the news with Ashley Imani like we always do, Ava Levin comes back and sits in on the news this week. Me, DJ Motai, Ashley Imani, and Ava Levin talk about a lot of different topics. Random, just different weird topics, but I think you're going to enjoy it. Also, at the tail end of the show, I got another surprise from you. I mentioned her a minute ago. My girlfriend, her name is Farah, and we're gonna have her on the show here at the end of the show. We're gonna do something a little different. It's a segment I like to call "What I Think" and "What My Girlfriend Thinks." And we're actually gonna be reviewing a movie. We're gonna be reviewing X-Men: Days of Future Past. That's X-Men, not X-Man. That's my Texas accent coming out. X-Men, Days of Future Past, just came out. We saw it the day after opening night, but we'll talk about that more here at the end of the show. But as well, I got to talk about this because I didn't really get to talk about it that much last week. But a couple weeks ago, I was privileged enough to go down with Reality of Wrestling to the George R. Brown Convention Center for us to put on four straight days of live Reality of Wrestling shows for Comic Palooza. And man, it was the first time I ever been to a comic book convention. And, you know, I always found myself to be interested in comic books when I was younger, obviously. And I love, like, superhero films. I just mentioned X-Men. You know, I'm a huge Superman fan. Batman, of course. And I love all Batman. Even a bad Batman was a good Batman. You know what I mean? George Clooney, Val Kilmer. It was still good. I still enjoyed Batman. You know what I mean? I mean, back then I didn't really care too much. But anyway, reality of wrestling, you know, comic book, comic palooza. We went down there and we started doing a series of television tapings. And for the last year and a half, I've been the ring announcer. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, the mysterious Q, Ruthless Ryan Davidson, right? That was my job for the last year and a half. And we just changed up a little bit. I changed up for this series of television tapings. Going in, by the way, to the first ever reality of wrestling pay-per-view, July 26th at the Humble Civic Center, which is Summer of Champions, brother. Just had to plug that real quick. But going into this, we were doing some television tapings, and I got to play color commentator. Just putting that out there. I know I alluded it to. I alluded to it. Yeah, there we go. I alluded to it last week when I was talking to Diamond Dallas Page, because he actually did some color commentary back in the day with the late great, one of the greatest of all time, if not the greatest of all time, play-by-play announcer, Gordon Solie. But he got to work with him, and that's what we talked about a little bit last week. But also, I got to work with Matt T.P. Topolsky, and I got to call some color commentary, which is really, really awesome. We'll see what the future holds for Brad Gilmore, if I'm going to be ring announcing or if I'm going to be color commentating. At this point, I'm just so, so blessed to be a part of reality of wrestling. I'm welcome into the family, you know, Kelly Kevin, Kevin Bernhardt, Justin Smith, all the guys at Dojo Productions, all the guys in the back, the boys in the back, the Diamonds Division, and of course, I can't forget Stevie Ray. And I can't forget, you know, she calls me Icicle. She's been on this show before. You should go check out her episode, which Queen Charmel, who calls me her white son sometimes and calls me Icicle. And, of course, the man himself, you know, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the six-time world heavyweight champion, a man who I consider a friend and my mentor, Booker T. So thankful to be a part of that reality of wrestling family. And we have a big television taping again coming up this Saturday. The air on the Cube, and it's going to air around the nation on the Soul of the South. You can go to realityofwrestling.com for more information on where we air on television and how you can get tickets for this Saturday at the Clear Lake Sports and Recreation Complex. That's 16511 Diana Lane. Doors are at 6:30. Bell time 7:30. The shows are always awesome. I encourage you to come out, check us out, and also the July 26th, the first iPay-per-view event, the Summer of Champions. I alluded to it earlier. There I go again. Alluded to it earlier about maybe having a special announcement concerning that. So go follow Booker T at Booker T5X on Twitter, or the official ROW, the official Row, the official reality of wrestling, the official Row. On Twitter. Sorry, I'm telling you, that Red Bull is kicking, brother. Brother, ooh, yeah, brother. But yeah, go check out more stuff about that. So blessed to be a part of reality of wrestling. You know what else I'm blessed to be a part of? You know what got me started in all of this? There's one thing that got me started in all this. It was music. And I'm still a huge fan of music, still create music myself with the greatest band of all time, 2011. You don't know 2011? You hear him every morning on the show, the Brad Gilmore Show, where it goes, "You got it." That's 2011. That's what we're doing. You know what I'm saying? That's our song. All right, brother, dig it, sucka. I was in the studio with the rest of the guys from 2011. I got to shout out Corbin Dallas. Got to shout out DJ Motai, even though he wasn't there. Got to shout out my man Trey Yancey. And Ave 11. We are all at Brown Sugar Studios working on a new EP that we have coming out. EP, LP, album, project, mixtape, whatever you want to call it. It's coming out here this summer. It is called Second Sun. Second Sun, just so you can get that. You can hashtag Second Sun if you like. And if you want to hear some 2011 stuff, go to 20-summers.com or 2011.bandcamp.com. And you can hear our last project, which is 20 Summers. Brother, we like summertime. It's our thing. That's what I'm saying. And speaking of Ave 11, like I did at the beginning of the show, I want to talk about him again. We're actually going to play DJ Motai's Monday Morning Music Mix here on the Brad Gilmore Show on demand. And then we'll be back with the news with Ashley Imani, me, DJ Motai, and Ave 11. So stay tuned, sucker!
Girls pull up, kinda scary. Fireworks, Katy Perry. Call suicidal, see my nose, the little prince on my floor. Swagged up, be killing. I mean, swagged up, be chilling. I just laugh. Hoes is silly. Look how my jeans fit. Come in, Billy. Boom, 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 boom. Here I come on. Y'all ain't tryna see me. This is where I'm from. What am I to reach like London? Come on, do this dance for Barre. Whip me up, whip it real good. Do it like, do it like. Push the pedal down, full throttle. Body carbonated, cold bottle. My tunes are made. No, I don't want. Now watch me work my leg. Moody circling, round like a sylvan. Oh, bounce like a rubber band. And I ain't using hands. Now watch me do my dance. Tryna see me. This is where I'm from. What am I to reach like London? Come on, do this dance for Barre. Wind me up, whip it real good. Do it like, do it like, do it like I do. Now wind me up,
whip it real good, whip it real good.
Now wind me up.
Up, can you maintain? No shots, baby, just champagne. You got diamonds all in your wristwatch. I got diamonds all in my damn chain. I tried to buy her a drink. She pulled out her Visa. Now I don't have to think. I know for sure she a diva. I'm a fly dude, but I'm still hood. She's leather, my wheel wood. I grip it and whip it.
Real good.
Whip it,
whip it. Real good.
Yeah, you like that. Seem like we on the right track. You throw that thing back at me, and I'm gonna throw it right back. She gave me that look. Her little muscle, you the flyest, I can't deny it. I dig your pretty hustle. She dancing on the floor, everybody stopping and watching. You get in your little stance and go, and then you pop it and drop it.
Whip it real good, do it like, do it like, do it like I do. Now whip me up,
whip it real good, whip it real good.
Now whip me up,
whip it real good.
I'm way too nice.
I ain't tryna hurt nobody, but you ain't gotta lie to kick it. But everybody needs somebody.
So act like you know and get with it. You know what I'm talking about, I ain't gotta say it. Park up in this parking lot, you know just what that is. Turn that radio, I play it. Baby, it's going down, and this is all I'm saying. Don't flex up, all you want is sex up. All you want is sex up, don't flex up. You just wanna sex up, you just wanna sex up. Tryna get you on my heart, cause you ain't on it. Ain't no need to take your time, come get up on it. Let me show you how to drive. Baby, listen up, we gon' ride it out from 9 to 5, 9 to 5, 9 to 5. I can drive sick and you know that. And if you wanna smoke, I can roll that. Put one in the air, I can blow that. Boy, you know I got it, I'ma show that, yeah, yeah, yeah. You know what I'm talking about, I ain't gotta say it. Park up in this parking lot, you know just what that is. Turn that radio, I play it. Baby, it's going down, and this is all I'm saying. Don't flex, all you want is sex, all you want is sex, don't flex, you just wanna sex up, you just wanna sex up. Don't flex, flex, flex. Don't flex, flex, flex. You just wanna have sex, sex, sex up. Have sex, sex, sex up. Don't flex, you just wanna see me touch my toes in the dress. You just wanna see me touch my toes in the dress, baby. So don't flex, baby. Don't flex, baby. You want sex, baby.
Drinking three times as much drink. I usually drink a four, so that's a 12. Yeah, that's enough drink. Television in the front, television in the back. In the front, they watching Scarface. In the back, we watching the Mac. Speed limit 65, but we ain't nowhere close to that. More like 27 miles per hour. Blame it on the Doja sack. I swear to God, I feel a half ounce and I feel it tighten. Nigga, my verses be so hard, I bet my haters feel me right. Ice white gator shoes with built to match. Yeah, I got jungle fever. All black alligator insides too. I'm one of the jungle people. Yeah. I never rode blades before. I waved a set of swangers. Robert Davis in a CD changer, guaranteed to be a slow banger.
Slow banging on through. H-Town, what it do? What it do?
Do what it do. Yeah. Man, it's time for H-Town.
All right, we got some news for you today. We are recording this time. I checked it again. We're having these technological issues on the show lately. I don't know what's going on. But we have some news for you. Monty, what we got?
Yeah, so according to Billboard, Apple has officially announced that they have finalized the deal with Dr. Dre and what's his partner?
Jimmy Iovine.
Yeah. So they originally had a deal for $3.2 million. But after
million or billion?
Billion, my billion. Bad. Billion. They originally had a $3.2 billion deal, but Dr. Dre and Tyrese embarrassed Apple by posting a video basically boasting about this deal, about Dr. Dre being the first African-American billionaire, or no, I mean,
no,
American hip-hop artist that's a billionaire. And Apple was offended, so they took back $0.2 billion.
So that's $200 million?
Yeah.
200.
Got him.
Yep. Just from that one video. So what do you think about that? Avo, you said you had something to say.
Avo.
I mean, I felt the video was quite ignorant. But, you know, like, I'd probably post the same thing if I just,
I
were just told that I was going to be getting billions of dollars, I'd probably have to, you know, flaunt it a little bit.
Hell we yeah. met it.
But you know what? Maybe that's not a very good, like, as far as, like, being a businessman goes, that's probably not a good idea. That's not a very
smart.
That's not a good business move.
It's
you know?
Not a
like
business.
Whenever you sign a big deal, like you don't just go like if I were to start some business, I'm not going to announce it right off the bat and with an Instagram video of me
right.
just turning up like over this.
And that was another problem that they had.
It's just not very professional.
Yeah,
it isn't professional, but at the same time,
it's hip hop though.
It's very hip hop of him, and that's what I was going to say. Yeah. He's the first hip hop billionaire. Of course, he's going to post an Instagram video, Crip walking in the studio talking about "I'm a billionaire, bitch."
True. Exactly,
because he's Dr. Dre.
He's Dr. Dre. He's
Think
gonna
about
talk
it.
Some shit. Think about who
he's
he,
a doctor. Yeah.
Think about who he came in the game with.
Yeah,
Eazy-E.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like this, at this point in time, that's what they did. They boasted and they set that standard for people to start boasting.
He has attitude.
Yeah,
exactly.
Exactly.
There was something else that I did read on. I don't know if you guys talked about this, but it was the whole Jay-Z Solange thing. It did come out to why Solange did what she did.
I didn't hear this. Okay, what'd she do?
So apparently she was upset because Jay-Z was being too friendly with Rachel Roy, who is a designer.
Okay.
And I don't know if you heard that before the elevator incident, Solange was getting into it with some other lady. Which was Rachel Roy. And she was accusing her of being very friendly in front of Beyonce and disrespecting her sister and blah, blah, blah. But they said that Rachel Roy had never even came in contact with Jay-Z that night. So she was kind of like flipping out for no reason.
Okay.
So they're trying to make it seem like Solange is just like some crazy ass.
I think she is. I think Solange is crazy. First of all, even if Jay-Z was being friendly with this person, I don't imagine him being friendly to the point of like touchy-feely friendly. Probably like she's probably some business associate that he wants to make sure he charms because he's a businessman. Solange is probably just a crazy jealous bitch. I'm going to put her in that boat category. Because here's the thing. Beyonce really felt some type of way about it,
she would have handled it.
Yeah. She's from Houston, Texas, same place Solange is. All right? She would have probably handled it in maybe a better way. But chill out, Solange. This isn't your battle.
Exactly.
Right? You have your own family. You have your own son. I know she has a son.
But it was a very sister-like thing to do. That's her sister.
Was it a sister-like thing to do? No. A family member, if I see like my brother, right, or my sister, you know, my sister's husband maybe getting friendly with somebody, I'll do one of two things. I'll either go to my sister and be like, hey, did you see blah, 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 blah. Or I go up to him and be like, I know, blah, 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 blah. It's hell for the DMV. But anyway, I go up to him and be like, hey, man, you know, chill out. Maybe, you know, don't be so overly friendly. Mm. I'm not going to throw him into an elevator and continue to fucking Mortal Kombat his bitch ass.
Yeah, maybe not.
I put her in the crate.
But then again, you don't drink, so you don't know how it is being tipsy.
That's regardless. Thank you, first of
What'd
all.
What'd you say?
Brett has enough energy.
He does have enough energy, but still.
But just like, I don't know, you don't do that.
I wouldn't do that.
I think I put her in the crazy bitch box. Like, you just don't, you can't go out there and beat up Jay-Z in the elevator. What?
CBB.
CBB.
Crazy bitch box.
Hashtag. What else you got, Monty?
I was trying to remember the name of this guy, but I can't remember him. I just know that he's an actor and he wanted to take a picture with Rihanna, yeah. But Rihanna wouldn't do it. I don't know if y'all heard about that, so we don't have to talk about it.
Yeah,
I don't
remember his name. If you can figure out the name, maybe as a newswoman.
Excuse me, I'm sorry.
News anchor.
You need to read these things. I heard something though I wanted to talk about.
Okay.
I was just visiting my grandmother before we came over here, right? And we were watching this daytime talk show called The Talk. So it's pretty much like The View with a bunch of women. They just sit around and talk about different things, right? Mm-hmm. And they brought up one of these studies of women whose mothers cheated on their fathers, right, are more likely to cheat later in life, more so than men who see their father cheat are, too. You see what I'm saying? So women just have a higher likelihood of cheating if they see their mother do it than men seeing their father do it.
Women.
Hmm.
What do you think?
Just women.
What do we think?
I feel like women think of men as being cheaters.
Yeah, I think so.
And
yeah.
So whenever they see their mother, who is a big influence on them, doing that, they think, oh, well, if men are going to do that, then that's okay for me to do. Like, my mom did it. But
yeah.
It's cool.
What do you think, Motai?
I'm agreeing with Avery.
And then if you think about it, and then like men don't want to see their mothers get hurt.
Yeah.
And so when they see like their father doing that, it kind of has the opposite.
It's effect. Like, I'm never going to do that
it's
again.
It's like, I'm not doing that. It's like, you know what? I'm not going to put another woman through that.
Because, and a woman just feels like she's just protecting herself.
Yeah.
A
woman's just like,
by doing that.
Wait, I don't understand. What did you say, Monty?
Because I'm just like adding on to what he said. By a woman already thinking that a man will cheat, by her protecting herself, she's going to do the same thing, basically. So rather than her dad, the boy who sees the dad cheating on his mother, he's like, oh, then I don't want to do that. I would never want any woman to feel that way. When a girl sees it happening to her mom, she's just like, okay, so this is what I need to do. So, you know, to protect
she's
me
gonna,
from
like, beat him to the punch, kind of like she's like, I'm gonna.
Well, yeah, I don't understand. So she's jumping says, the gun.
She's going ahead, she's already cheating before she knows.
Before she gets heartbroken.
She's like, if she sees her mom cheating, she's thinking her mom's cheating by protecting herself rather than.
It's not tight.
It's not tight. But that's I think that's where that study's coming from.
I don't understand. Like, okay, so here's
but
the thing:
we're not women, so we're not.
It's not meant to be understood because it's wrong. But what I'm saying is that is where it could pretty much derive from.
But to me, so in a woman's mind, just so I can break this down, in a woman's mind, when she sees her mother cheat on her father, in her mind, the daughter's mind, that makes it okay because her mother was probably trying to protect herself from her father.
Well, that's what most of the time, that's what a woman is doing anyways. It's not really just in us
to
cheat.
Okay, us as men, what do we do to protect ourselves from this woman?
From the same thing.
Because if that's
what
they're
doing.
Women
and men cheat for two different reasons.
So why do you think women cheat?
I think women cheat just because, like I said, we do it just because y'all do it. I don't think that we do it just to do it. It's an ongoing cycle. But I feel like a man cheats. Let's not get into this.
No, let's talk. Why does a man cheat? We got some time. Why is a man cheat?
Okay. I feel like a man cheats because you have two different minds. So most men.
You have two different
heads. Yeah, you have two different heads. Exactly. That's my point. And there may be an exception of a man, but a lot of men cannot control themselves because they are that freaking crazy about different women. They just cannot commit and be with one woman. They're that horny. New pussy is the best pussy. I know you heard that saying before.
I mean, yeah, I've heard it. I don't believe it, though. Here's my thing. I think...
But you're a different type. You're a different breed, though.
I think Brad just broke my chair.
The back of the
Brad
chair
is
fell off. The knob is down there.
This is a heated debate. All right,
but
keep going.
I feel like you're a different breed, though. So we can't just talk about Brad. Yeah. We have to talk about men as a whole.
Okay, let's talk in this room, then. What do you think, Abe? Do you think what Monty's saying is correct, that new pussy is better than old... What did you say, old pussy?
No, new...
New pussy is the best pussy.
It's the best pussy. Yeah.
Oh, the best pussy. I'm sorry.
I didn't say that. Monty said that.
No, I said that. I heard that
honestly,
saying.
Honestly, I'm not a good person to ask because I was faithful to one person for 5 years.
Exactly.
And
that's
so,
what
like,
saying.
I don't know. I feel like I'm not a normal guy.
Exactly.
I feel like there are a lot of guys who, you know, who would...
And a lot of them do it to impress their friends, too. You guys may not be. I mean...
I feel like it's way more impressive to be faithful to one person.
To me, too. I totally agree. Totally agree. Yep. Because I'm one of those people. But I'm just saying, there are way more people who are not like us. There are way more people who are not faithful. There are way more people who are
But here's my thing. Is it just in our genetic code as human beings to cheat?
I don't think so.
Is it just something you can't help?
No, because, I think you can help
because if you look at, like, say, like, the dog, right, the canine, right, the male dog, he will have sex and have kids, you know, puppies with many different female dogs.
All the bitches.
All the bitches. All the bitches. Right? And so, but that's his nature instinct, is he doesn't see that I have to be faithful to this pup, this bitch, if you will, for the rest of my life, right? So
but
he,
they
he
also
mates
don't
with
have marriage.
Women.
And we're not dogs.
And same,
yeah, we're not dogs.
Yes.
We're not a dog. You're not
we're
a dog.
We're more intelligent. We have the ability to make that choice.
Are
we
more intelligent
right
or
wrong?
But here's the thing. Right and wrong had to be defined once upon a time.
Yep.
It's
yep,
just
of
like
course.
Everything else.
Yep. Yep.
I mean, so it's not a real
so
thing.
So it really depends on your beliefs then.
Yeah, it's,
but
it's,
to
it's
me,
a moral question.
Right and wrong isn't the – isn't there
yeah,
aren't real
morality.
Things. That's a – that's a – this is
an opinion.
This is a social code in a sense. You know
actually,
what I mean?
There is social a such thing as right and wrong.
In what sense?
Murder.
Well, but also
but
that's, thief, right. And that's a moral thief. That's a moral
it's a moral thing.
Because, I mean, some
– stealing.
It's morals.
But, yeah, I mean,
yeah,
who's to say
morality.
That,
that's what
that
I said.
But it's not an actual thing. It's more
that's
of a
an, that's
moral.
Like an opinion-based thing.
Yeah.
It's like, I feel like it's not right to kill somebody.
But say that – say the person you – the you know, this hypothetical murderer, you know, he killed somebody who killed his mother and father, right? So in his mind now, it's justifiable to kill. That's what I think Avery's trying to say.
Okay.
I mean, everyone has a different moral code that that they subscribe to. So.
Exactly. So that basically
there's
describes exactly what we were just talking about.
There's
about
definitely like
cheating.
A standard, like blanket.
So let's get back. Let's
I
get
feel
back
like
on the
more
cheating.
Guys
most
feel
people.
Okay with cheating than women. For
I think
reasons.
More guys are just kind of like.
So do you think more men cheat than women?
Hell yes.
So you say yes, but you're a woman. I expect that.
I mean, I do think that more guys do cheat.
You think more guys cheat?
Man, I think. I don't know, dude.
It's a society thing, too, like, because first of all, with women, you sleep with a lot of guys, you're a whore. When a guy sleeps with a lot of girls or women, he's the man. Like, so it's really, it's a lot of, it has to do with society. Like we said, it's how you think, it's the way you think, it's your morality.
That's what he was saying.
That's what I said. I'm agreeing.
To me, I think men cheat just as much as women do. But I think when women cheat, it's more of a like, I'm trying to like get this guy back for something, right? Like you said, to protect themselves.
Yes.
Yeah.
I feel like that's
revenge.
What it's always like looked like a revenge fuck in a way. You know what I mean?
Reasons.
Not like an actual like, you know.
Usually it's revenge for
it's
the guy
either,
cheating.
It's either for revenge or it's just really because she's really caught up between the two. It's not like, oh yeah, let me just go get this fuck here and then. You know what I'm saying? Here and there. With guys, it's kind of like a dip thing. Like, oh,
well,
yeah, I just want to fuck her, but I love her.
Women are like camels in the sense of like, y'all can retain water forever,
camels.
Right? We can't retain water whatsoever. You know, if we can't be, you know, pleasured one place in a sense, you know, I think it's a male stigma. Maybe not for everybody. I mean, I'm not speaking for myself, but I'm saying it seems like a stigma of let me go finagle all these other fine women or finagle myself, you know, however I can get the pleasure, right?
Now, if you're not – us men, we're not able to retain this water.
You know, thank quote you. Unquote. I appreciate it.
There's an issue in the relationship already.
Yeah. Like if you're in a relationship to where you're having to retain so much water – to where you're having to release said water elsewhere. Yeah,
there's a problem.
like, what's going on there? Like, I feel like there's either one, a mutual like agreement that water will be retained, which is kind of weird if you ask me. But you know, that's a you know,
once again,
opinion, morality thing. But like, if you're not receiving that satisfaction, like, I don't understand. Like, why? I don't see why you should have to go seek out. That you know, satisfaction elsewhere.
Yeah,
if it's like a good relationship.
Agreed. Know? Agreed.
Like, what,
so there's many reasons.
I don't know. And how old are we talking here? Because once you're an adult, it's kind of like, why are you not doing these things?
Why aren't you releasing that water?
Yeah. Why is
water?
Why are you camelin' up?
Why are you camelin' up on
camel pack?
Not tight.
I don't know, but to me, it's just a weird thing. Well, a lot of these, but back to the study of like daughters cheat when they see their mother cheat. I mean, is it more – I think it's more of like a product of my environment type thing. Like if I'm cultivated in seeing my parents cheat and not take their vows seriously, I'm not going to take my vows seriously and I'll probably cheat as well. But at the same time, I also think all these studies are complete bullshit.
Yeah, I think it does – it really like – yeah, you can say that. But then you can also argue that if you grow up in a household seeing your parents cheat on each other, that you can also – that can have the opposite effect on you, and you—that's like the last thing you want to do ever.
Exactly.
It really depends on the person.
It depends on the person. That's why I'm saying I think these studies—you just have to throw them out the window because they don't really matter.
With a grain of salt. Yeah.
Yeah, with a grain of salt. Exactly. All right. Well, with that being said, we're going to take a commercial break.
No, I found his name. I'm sorry.
Are we back on the Rihanna guy?
Yes. It was Charlie Rihanna Sheen. Man? I don't know how I forgot that.
Charlie Sheen. Trying to get a picture of Rihanna.
His girlfriend. He took his girlfriend out. In Santa Monica, for dinner, and he heard that Rihanna was in the building, wanted to get her to take a picture, and Rihanna basically was like, no, there's too many paps outside, we're gonna have to do this another time. So Charlie Sheen was really upset, so he went on Twitter and started bad-mouthing her, pretty much.
I do the same thing.
Yeah, and so, yeah, that's
it. You don't
have
time? Take a selfie, bitch.
Yeah, exactly, he's like, at this time.
Snuck one.
Yeah. Sneak a selfie.
Yeah, so he's not too fond of Rihanna right now. He kind of talked pretty down on her, but yeah, I just wanted to put that out there.
All right, so we're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be back.
Hey, guys, DJ Motai here, the pan-fried DJ Motai on the Brad Gilmore Show On Demand. I got to tell y'all something. This is horrible. This is despicable. No one's trying to steal the moon or, you know, any pyramids or anything, but they're trying to shut down podcasts. We can't let that happen. They're from East Texas, I believe. But you know what? We're going to try to stop this. And what you can do to help us out is go to the Podcast Legal Defense Fund at fundanything.com/patent trolls. Help us out. Yeah!
It's the OG Thug Oracle herself. Checking in for the 99 2000? No. This is Peaches, and I'm here to tell y'all to tune in to the Brad Gilmore Show archive. You know, I guess they missed me a little bit, so, you know, boys about to be back in action, discussing some new things on some old things at the same time. So make sure y'all subscribe on iTunes. That's the Brad Gilmore Show archived.
Can you dig it? Dig it, sucker!
Hi, this is Booker T, 5-time WCW champion, and you're listening to the Brad Gilmore Show. Hey, check out Reality of Wrestling on the Booker T ROW on YouTube. Like I always say, now can you dig that, sucker?
And we're back here on the Brad Gilmore Show On Demand. Like I said, an abridged episode today, a little different. We're switching up the formula. I want y'all to get to know not only me, we're going to get to know DJ Motai. We're going to get to know Ashley Imani more. We heard Ave 11 in the news. And like I said at the beginning of this program, this is illustrious, beautiful, amazing podcast. I said at the beginning that I'm going to have my girlfriend on. See, letting you into my personal life a little bit, letting you know about me as Brad Gilmore, the man. Not just the entertainment world, not just the dress shoe wearing Ric Flair and good hair having entertainment world champion, as Brad Gilmore, the man. And I said that this segment is called What I Think and What My Girlfriend Thinks. And today we're going to review a movie that we recently saw together. But right now, let me introduce her. Right now, for the first time ever on the Brad Gilmore Show, she is my significant other, my better half. Behind every great bouffant is a greater woman. And I'm going to introduce her right now. Her name is Farah Zakhmout. Farah, how you doing?
Good. How are you, Brad?
Good. Welcome to the show. How do you feel? How do you feel to be on the Brad Gilmore Show On Demand?
I feel like a celebrity.
You are a celebrity. I mean, first of all, you're dating me. That's a pretty big deal.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, just putting it out there, that's a huge deal. And now you're on my show. Look
get
at
over
you.
Yourself.
I can't get over myself. But anyway, this segment is called What I Think and What My Girlfriend Thinks. So what you think and what I think. And who knows? We might think completely differently about it. We might think the same. We can never tell. But right now, we're going to talk about a movie that we recently saw. You remember what movie we're going to talk about?
X-Men?
Yes, X-Men. Days of Future Past. All right, it's the newest X-Men, in the franchise, the X-Men franchise. And it stars Hugh Jackman, Halle Berry, Patrick Stewart. Don't smile when I say Hugh Jackman. You just went like ear to ear with a smile when I said Hugh Jackman, which we'll talk about. But it stars a lot of people. Now, let me ask you this. Did you see any X-Men movies before this? Because to set the scene, I dragged you to this movie pretty much at Edwards Cinema here in Houston, Texas. You had work the next morning. You really didn't want to go. You were like, oh, I don't want to go, but I'm going to go with you anyway, Brad, because I told you that Hugh Jackman was naked in it. Then you're like, oh, okay, I'll be there.
No. So
that's what happened.
No.
That's
no,
what happened.
No.
And we went to like the day after the premiere. It was like an 11:30 showing. But uh-huh. Have you seen any X-Men before?
Yeah, I have. There's just been so many that I can't really keep up. I remember there's Wolverine and, like, I don't know, like five other ones.
There's let me count it down for the fans, right? There's X-Men, which mm-hmm. came out in 2000. There's X2, X-Men Unite was the name of it. Then there was X-Men 3, The Last Stand, all right? And then they did X-Men Origins Wolverine. Then they did X-Men First Class. Okay. Then they did The Wolverine.
Oh, wow.
And now it's X-Men Days of Future Past. 7 films.
Okay.
There's as many X-Men movies as there are Harry Potter films. Is there a phone going off?
There is.
See, this is what happens in the podcast world. What is? Is that a phone?
Yeah.
Can I see this?
It's a Samsung Galaxy.
Holy shit. That's a huge cell phone.
Yeah.
We could probably record the show on that next time. I don't have to bring my whole gear set up over here to your home. Anyway, so are you like a comic book fan? Do you like X-Men, Spider-Man, Superman movies?
I do, but I'm not like a nerd about it. I don't remember everyone's like the characters' names. And
because those aren't important.
I mean, they are. Like, I just remember Storm, Halle Berry.
Of course.
Hugh Jackman, yeah. And the professor. I don't really know.
What's the professor's name?
I don't know. And then there's that other guy, like the metal guy. I don't know.
Oh, these
names.
Are great. These are great. All right. So Magneto and Professor X is who you're talking
yeah.
about.
Yeah. Like, I remember everyone's talent, but I'm just saying there's so many of them. I don't like, I'm not like a big fan. No.
No. Okay. You like romantic comedies and
no, but
and
I
dark
do
films.
Appreciate that film. Like, I liked it a lot. I think that was one of the best X-Men.
You know,
I've seen.
It definitely to me was the best X-Men. The plot was a little strange.
I think it was easy to keep up with.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Okay. You thought it was easy?
Yeah. Like, it was pretty much easy to understand. He went back in the past. And
but you had to know it like took, I think it like took place in like 2035, and then it starts off like everyone dies in like the first 5 minutes, which was intense.
Yeah.
Everybody's like dead. And then all of a sudden, Professor X, which you don't remember, died in a previous film. He died,
yeah,
but then he came back, and they didn't explain how he came back.
Yeah.
It was kind of strange. So it was a lot of like confusing things. Halle Berry didn't even say a word the whole movie.
Yeah.
She was a little pointless.
She was.
But she's hot. No offense.
No.
I don't know if that's
no
offense. Is that offense?
She's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's Halle Berry.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Halle Berry!
Halle Berry, yeah.
but so like they start off in like 2035, and then everyone dies, and somehow they send Wolverine back to the past with Juno, Ellen Page, sends Wolverine back to the 70s.
He was kind of like in the background throughout the whole movie. He wasn't really the main character throughout it, even though they did send him back to the past. It was more focused, I feel like, on like the professor when he was younger.
The young
and
professor.
The Beast.
Yeah, and Magneto and Mystique.
Yeah.
Jennifer Lawrence's character.
Yeah, it was cool seeing people that weren't supposed to be in the movie because they were supposed to be dead or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, towards the end, it was like, whoa, you know, Hugh Jackman's love interest.
Let's not go all the way in. All right, right now we have to get there. But what I'm saying is, like, you're right though. You know what's weird is, like, I, you know, when you think of X-Men, the first person I think of is Hugh Jackman. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I know that's the first person you think of.
Yeah.
He's
sure.
Your man crush Monday hashtag. Like
whatever.
Like,
I mean,
out of the 4 Mondays in a month, he's your man crush like 4 times.
Every woman admires a strong man.
Okay, what about a suave man, a podcasting man?
That too, but I'm just saying.
So you like Hugh Jackman a lot, and you really didn't want to go to this movie until I said he was naked.
No.
Because there's like a nice back.
I did want to go to the movie. It was just a little late.
And you had worked, and you worked your next morning. Anyway.
Yeah, I was being a little baby.
But you're right. He wasn't like the main focus of the film, which is weird for me because, you know, he's had his two own solo films.
Yeah.
You figure it's always about him in some kind
of
way.
You liked it?
You liked it then?
Yeah, I liked the movie in general. But I noticed that when that one scene where they were in the airplane, he was just sitting in the back and like falling asleep. And
Oh, and like just
Magneto
chilling.
And the professor are like having like a deep like conversation, and he was bringing the airplane down.
There are a lot of great characters. Yeah, I remember. There are a lot of great characters in the movie. You know, they brought like the X-Men first class guys back, James McAvoy, yeah. and whatever the dude's name who plays Magneto.
I don't know who James McAvoy is.
The guy from Wanted. the guy from Wanted. He played the professor.
Wanted.
With Angelina Jolie.
I don't know.
Do you not know movies?
Yeah, I know. Okay.
Just like you didn't know that bakery yesterday. I digress. It has to do with everything. All right. But in this movie, Magneto is like it's in the 70s, so it takes place after X-Men First Class. And like Magneto's like locked in this prison cell, like 30 stories or 100 stories below the Pentagon. And do you remember why he was locked up?
Yes, because he killed, they accused him of shooting JFK.
JFK, because the magic bullet, it's the only logical explanation.
But he didn't, right? They said he didn't.
No, he didn't. But what he was trying to save JFK. But it was cool that it was like there's, you know, the conspiracy theory. And I'm one of the JFK conspiracy theorists.
Yeah.
I love that stuff. Mm-hmm. And the fact that they threw that in the movie was awesome. And and it made sense when he was like, how, you know, the bullet curved.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, the bullet curved.
Yeah, we looked over at each other and I was like, oh, Brad's freaking out. I was like, Brad's freaking out. JFK.
JFK. You already knew.
That's all you have to say.
You already knew.
You're freaking out.
And you've still never seen the movie JFK.
No,
you might have
to
watch it after we're done podcasting. It's a little long, though. Anyway, so, I mean, there were so many great scenes. There was the Quicksilver guy who was fast and he broke everyone out, which I think was the best scene
of
the movie.
I liked his character.
What was his
lot.
Name? Tucker? Oh, wait, you called him Tucker, right? Or whatever.
Tate from American Horror Story.
Okay, see, I've never seen that film. Wasn't he in Kick-Ass
as
well?
That was his name in the first season. Yes, he was in Kick-Ass.
He was in Kick-Ass. And that scene where like he was like trying to break him out of like the Pentagon, I think was the greatest scene in the whole movie.
Yeah, and it was a little humorous. It was cool.
Yeah, it was like it was much needed.
Yeah.
You know, and you kept saying that was me the whole time.
It was.
Why was that me?
It was so you. He was super hyperactive and just jumping around like crazy.
Do you think I'm hyper and crazy?
Yes, actually.
You know what? I don't think my listeners would appreciate that.
No, it's good. Personality.
It's okay. I can be personable. Like right now, am I jumping around crazy?
Your hands are waving around. I don't know.
Yeah, but I'm not jumping and running. And I'm not super hyper. You're the one who had the espresso shot. Don't judge me, woman.
And I'm chilling. I'm
fine. Anyway, I think that was like the best scene of the movie. Hands down. I love that scene.
That was really good.
But then, you know, they end up going and they try to stop the midget guy, the little person. Midget's a bad word. The little person.
Oh, yeah. He was evil, so.
Yeah, and Mystique, Jennifer Lawrence's character, like, held the trait of the mutant gene.
She looked really good.
She looked the best that she's looked,
Am I allowed to talk about?
Yeah, what? Or what? Her what? No, you got to say it now. Her what?
I liked her breasts.
Her breasts? You can say boobies. You want to say titties?
I don't know.
Her titties? That's what you're about to say, wasn't it?
They were very nice.
They are.
I was a little jealous.
Hey, first of all, I know this is over the air and this is audio. You don't have anything to be jealous about, first of all.
They're very perky.
They're very,
on their own.
They're very nice. Well, first of all, it's movie magic. You don't know
that's
what's
true,
going on behind
true.
That curtain.
She probably has some tape.
She might have some tape going on.
No.
Can't fix it, duck it. You know what I'm talking about? She got some fashion tape going
on. She looked really good. She did a very good job.
You know,
she's a great actress.
You know, and she's already won the Oscar. So for me,
she's great.
Here's the thing. She won the Oscar. She's like 25, 26 years old.
Yeah.
She can only go down from here. There's nothing else she can do.
No, yeah, she's good. She's in an X-Men movie, like.
Well, she was in. See, you didn't. Did you see X-Men First Class?
She's in two, right?
Yeah, she was in one before.
Yeah.
But see, in the one before, I didn't think she was like attractive. And then when I saw American Hustle. Was American Hustle the film she was in?
I didn't see that, but I saw.
I was like, you know what? She's a little better looking. But when I saw her in X-Men, I was like, hey.
Have you seen Silver Lining?
No, I haven't.
It's really good.
But when I saw her, I'm with you. I'm like, hey, look at.
Mm-hmm. She has a very nice body.
She's a very attractive woman. Now, here, let me ask you this: in this movie, we have J-Law, we have Halle Berry. Kind of Halle Berry. She's in the beginning and the end.
Yeah.
But if you could only choose one of those women, I know it's hard. It's a hard thing, and they're both gorgeous women. But if you had to wake up to one woman for the rest of your life, who are you waking up to?
Halle Berry.
Yeah?
Yeah, for sure.
Why Halle Berry?
She's Halle Berry.
Ask me the same question.
Okay, who would you choose?
if I could wake up next to one woman for the rest of my life, I'd wake up next to you, Farrah.
Oh, goodness.
That's what I was supposed to say.
No,
see,
you have to
good.
Pick between.
That was good.
No,
was good.
No.
I'd say Halle Berry, too.
Yeah.
Because she's like a goat. Type. She's like the greatest of all time in a lot of ways.
I don't think J-Lo is your type.
Why not?
I mean, she is. Like, I could see you finding her attractive, but not like your type.
All right. You know, I'll take that. Whatever. Whatever. But anyway.
I don't think. Okay.
You don't think what? Well, okay, let's not even get into that. We have like 4 minutes of this program left. But so they go back. Mystique has the gene that, uh-huh. that powers the Sentinels of the future, which kill all the mutants, right? And mutant sympathizers, women, and men and women who carry the mutant gene. All right, so they have to go back to stop her from shooting this little person. And that's where like the whole thing starts, right?
Yeah.
So they go back and they try to stop her. And then Magneto tries to kill her. See, and then pandemonium starts.
I think it was, like, easy because Wolverine, like, convinced the professor immediately, like, that he was from the past, like, future.
For a second, did you think that the professor was, like, on heroin? Because he was, like, shooting up that
it
juice.
It was a little weird.
It was, like, the 70s. I was like...
Like, did he have to shoot it right there?
Yeah, it's like, what are you doing?
Can you just shoot it, like...
Can you just shoot it? Can you just shoot it in your eye or something?
Like,
or
somewhere else.
Up your nose.
Swallow it. I don't know. Drink it.
Why do they have to like inject it straight into themselves?
I don't know.
You can't like aren't they supposed to cook it on a spoon or something?
It gets through your body and quicker. Yeah, actually, that's why. But the fact that he just was like, "Hey, I'm from the future. Believe everything I say." And he was like, "All right, fine.
All right, cool. I believe you."
I mean, I don't know. I guess.
Did you find you found the whole plot of the movie easy to follow?
Yes, I did.
And at the when the movie was over,
like I know, like, I'm not a fan, but I do remember
significant events, like when Jean Grey died.
Yeah, like, they always show flashbacks throughout the other movies.
Yeah.
Her, you know.
And then at the end, so the end of the movie, finally they fixed the whole thing.
Before they did fix the whole thing, you know, everyone was dying off,
they started killing them. And then they shot, like, one of the Sentinels, like, killed Magneto. Remember, the old Magneto? And he was sitting there. He was like, "Charles, I just wish we spent more time together." But yeah, so Magneto was there. He's about to die, and it was everyone was dying. And then they go back in the past. They fix it. No one's dead really. Magneto's still a bad guy in the past, but they don't explain it in the future. You know what I'm saying? It was a little strange.
Yeah.
But so that a little bit of the plot was a little hard to follow.
It was a great movie though.
But it was an awesome. So when the movie ended and the credits rolled, what was going through your mind? Were you like, "Wow, I'm glad Brad drug me out to this movie"?
Yeah, it kind of woke me up a little. I was like, "Wow, that was really good."
Did you expect it to be that good?
Honestly, no. I feel like most of the Marvel movies and all those types of movies are always like kind of the same.
Okay, first of all.
Kind of.
Even though we went and saw Captain America together and
I don't like Captain America.
I like Scarlett Johansson though. But even though
okay,
I was
yeah,
me
too, but
even though like I was a little preoccupied because right when the movie started I got that text that the Ultimate Warrior passed away. But anyway. Back to this movie at the end. So you thought it was good. Do you think it's the best X-Men ever they've ever made?
Ever? I can't really say because I don't really remember the past ones besides the previous Wolverine, which was good.
The one we went to Japan?
Yeah, I liked that one, but I think I like...
I need
okay, something. If I'm going to like Wolverine or this one more?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll say I like this plot better, but I liked that Hugh Jackman was more of the main character.
Of course.
Hell yeah. And that scene of him coming out of the bathtub or...
Okay. Whoa. Back it up. Stop it. So you do like this movie.
Yeah.
You give it a recommend.
Oh, yeah. A-.
I recommend it. Oops. I recommend it too. I recommend it too. So actually, my 92. Girlfriend and I... actually think the same thing. We actually both like this film. Farrah? Which is a miracle that we like something the
we
same.
We never agree on anything.
Ever.
Ever.
So I like
ever,
that we agreed ever. On it. All right, stop
ever,
it.
Ever.
They get it.
Ever,
all right. I thank you for coming on the show. Thank you. All right.
Thank
you might be back sometime soon if I decide about it. I'll have to think. Anyway, Farrah, thank you. They can follow you on Instagram and Twitter at Miss Farrah Z. Miss Farrah Z. That's one R in Farrah. Thanks, babe.
No problem.
Come tune in next week to the Brad Gilmore Show on Demand.
On Demand.
Thanks for listening. Please subscribe on iTunes and add us to your playlist on Stitcher Radio. Come tune in next week.